This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Authorities say a thick dust storm contributed to a deadly crash on I-25 near Pueblo this week. It's unusual to see these so-called brownout conditions this early in the year. National Weather Service meteorologist Jacqueline Ayers says they typically happen during dry, windy periods in March and April.
Early spring is the most common time for this to happen because all of our grassy areas are dead, so there's just a lot more dust available to be lofted up into the air.
Ayers says Colorado typically experiences between 3 and 8 serious brownouts per year. Governor Jared Polis says Colorado intends to join a key global group that tracks outbreaks of disease. Last month, the Trump administration pulled out from the World Health Organization. It directs and coordinates the world's responses to health emergencies like pandemics. Polis says Colorado plans to join the organization's Global Outbreak Network. Polis says the move will help the state better connect to early warning systems, which help detect and control infectious disease outbreaks and public health emergencies throughout the world. Well, there's finally snow in the forecast this week. The entire state has been in a snow drought this winter. A new report finds that winters are getting shorter across the West. The group Climate Central looked at temperatures in nearly 250 cities across the country. They found that periods of winter conditions had shortened in 80% of them. Caitlin Trudeau, a researcher with the group, says the West's dependence on snowpack for water means the impacts can be very serious.
This will cause cascading impacts throughout the rest of the year across the West.
Trudeau says climate change is playing a part. This is CPR News and KRCC.